job. So we'll see. Good morning.
What are we talking about today?
You know, one of the big things is just keeping on your track of just staying with it when times seem bleak. Would that be the word? That might be the word today. Bleak.
That's a good, bleak. Bleak's a good word. I like it. Okay. So staying, living your truth, staying consistent, staying on your path. Is that what you're trying to say, or staying in a different way?
Yeah. I mean, just still, how do you, you know, it's just still like when it just seems like you're just still going, or, and then also just how helping, you know, how do you continue to help others if they're not helping themselves? And how do you make sure that you don't get distracted?
Oh, that's true. That's a hard one, right? I think, challenging
mm-hmm.
one.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's sort of kind of like a spinoff of what you were talking to me about, you know, just checking your emotions, checking, you know, then it's just more like you start to get wrapped up and that's how you become an enabler or codependent and you forget you.
Right.
And that's a balance.
Right.
And it for me, it scares me, you know, because I don't want to go there.
I hear you. Right. You just don't, you know, so I know that. You know, sometimes you have to learn to keep everything, not be arm's length from people, because my mom and dad always taught me to keep my heart open in business and personal. But you've got to know when not to be so invested emotionally without being able to think with logic and what's best for this person or people, what's best for me, right? And that's a challenge, isn't it? So, gosh, I think so too. What's your experience? Have you had any experience this week? I know the answer to that, but I want to hear what you have to say, because I know you've had a challenging
yes,
week.
Yes, I have. I mean,
two
I've,
weeks, actually.
I've had several experiences, and that's where I really wanted to talk about how to keep that, because I feel like I've had to go back and do my own check and balance and put myself in check and remember my dreams and goals and trying to help other people and yet follow your own responsibilities, and it's been a little struggle, just even when you feel like, okay, I've done, I gave you some book work to do, but you know the person's not reading the book or taking the steps,
right?
And so you have to really be careful, and that's where, you know, Taria, I've even spoke with you and talked to you about, you know, remembering, like what you're saying, you know, check your emotions, be careful that you don't overdo. It's like, I still have my daily things I need to do. And that's what pulls me back, which I think is so important to go back to all the times that we've talked about of what are we doing every day? You know, so having that checklist, it is good to go, hey, what do I got going on? It's like, oh my God, I got this, 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 and this. And for instance, for me yesterday, I had a lot going on and I had to stay on track to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish in the day, you know, what I had scheduled going, okay, I have this in the morning, this in the afternoon, want to do this, stop by here, run by here, you know, and so that was really important for me to have. That was a really good tool, especially yesterday, that I get wrapped up in trying to help a friend who's trying to start over, trying to set up roots, and yet I can't do anything. For them, that, you know, when you're trying to start over or set up or plant roots or say, you know what, I'm tired of traveling, I, you know, want to start a family, I want to get close to my family, whatever those are, it has to start with you. And
that's true. I agree with you.
If you have someone doing it for you, it's not going to mean anything. I wouldn't say not going to mean anything. It won't have the same meaning or the impact for it to stick or have the longevity.
Right. You're right about that. And so your solution with that, to me, that's a daily practice. You know, I get up in the morning and I, you know, certain things I do, and one of them is personal development, right? And so this morning I was listening to Jim Rohn, right? And one thing he said, he goes, and that's Tony Robbins' mentor, actually. But one thing he said, he says, remember, when you have an opportunity, he said, afterwards, you're going to get a disappointment, or, you know, there's always going to be a disappointment with opportunities. After every spring, there's a summer, and after every summer, there's a winter. And he's right. So, you know, I used to think, oh, I got to avoid the winters. I got to avoid the, and I go, no, I got to prepare for them, right? Make me stronger. And, you know, yeah, and that can be a challenge. I got to be disciplined. I got to be consistent, you know. What's your thoughts on that? You know, consistency and discipline, I think, is what you.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. Just even in my industry of raising horses and cutting hay, that I have to prepare for my winters. You know, I got to prepare for my summers if we don't get rain. You know, if the pond doesn't fill up, it's a watering hole. What happens if it doesn't rain? What happens if I don't get enough hay to, you know, do I have money to go and buy hay? Do I have enough water in my well to provide water? I think those are just even key things in life that we must prepare always and have a checklist, but have a to-do list, have things that keep us on our track, you know, to keep our train rolling, like
right.
I was talking about. And, you know, it's easy to look at somebody else's train. It might be shiny or looking good or going fast, but when you're sitting there putting coal in yours, you know, you're like, oh, one day I'll get the powered, you know, engine.
Right.
And
that's
that can,
good. Do you think
you know,
when people...
that...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh,
sorry.
No. I was
go
just
ahead.
Gonna say, and sometimes, you know, when we look at other people, sometimes we, you know, you have that deterrence. A lot of people talk about like, oh, their life looks so much better, and or they're so lucky to have this. And it's not really about that. Sometimes it's not always what things look like.
You're right. That is very true. But let me ask you this: so when you see someone that has a lot of, they have a great looking life, like with all the eyes dotted and the T's crossed, you know, they got the great, for instance, the great home, the great job, the great life. Do you think that it just happened to them and didn't happen for you meaning any of us? What's your thoughts about that? Because that's key right there, right? That's what Jim Rohn was saying. After every winter, there's a spring. And, you know, so, you know, literal winter and also the figurative winter about our life. So what's your thoughts about that? What do you think? You know what I mean? And do you feel like life happens to people and doesn't happen for you? What's your thoughts on that? Because you're a big planner. You really are. You're very good at it, by the way.
Thanks. I mean, I would say I'm guilty of going like, man, I'm busting my butt and doesn't seem like anything's opening. And I have to remember it's sometimes when you don't see the plant growing, but the seed is really setting root underneath the soil,
that's
you know,
point.
In the pot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes that's a good visual
that's
for
a
me.
Good point.
Of reminding me going like, okay, I don't see a stem. I don't see a leaf. I don't see anything, but I still have to believe that that seed is still, you know, growing its roots so it can sprout up. And when I would say, past of guilty of looking at someone else's, I now the Wicked, the Broadway show in New York, when my kids and I went to go see that, it was such a great display, visual, live, up close, personal. And what I loved, or my biggest takeaway from that Broadway show, was being reminded that there's always a backstory to people. I don't know what they've
right.
lost.
There is.
I don't know what it took for them to get to where they are or what things seem to be. And they might have everything, and yet, just like the Wizard of Oz, he seemed to have everything, but he didn't have the family. You know, money and, you know, gold and yellow brick roads all seem nice and pretty and perfect, but sometimes we don't know what people's true desires are. And so their life looks amazing, but inside they're not happy. And
okay, that's
so
a good point.
I always try to remember if I find myself in that position, I always remember, I wonder what their backstory is. Is this really is this their bliss? Is this what they woke up every day and checked off the list to get here? And remembering
right.
that it's not always that for everybody.
You're right. That's very
so
true. Good point, by the
that's
way.
That's probably one of my keys. It was probably one of my keys of just everyone has a backstory and not all things. So, again, get back to operating your train and where are your goals and what is your passion and what are you doing to attain that and what are you trying to get back? You know, maybe it's rebuild your family, relationship with your siblings, your parents, or an aunt or uncle or old classmate or just old coworker that you worked for 20 years and whatnot. And then
right.
The other part of that is also helping others start over, and that's a hard one. But in the midst of starting over, you can't expect people to just do it for you. You really got to step out there in faith in your own. And that's hard, and I get it. It's so scary. And the number one thing that I always get told is, I don't know where to start. And
mm-hmm.
now I'm learning where I don't know where to start. And really, it starts with a pen and paper. It starts by writing down your goals. It starts by
right.
writing down a dream. It starts by manifesting what's the man of your dreams, woman of your dreams, the dream job or the dream whatever. And it starts with writing it down to manifest it, to put it out in the universe and go, this is what's in my heart. And if you can see it in your heart, you can write it on paper and you can visualize it in your mind's eye, then I believe that our angels and higher power can really go, okay, it's all the same. Like I see it in her heart. She's writing down the same thing. So not only her words are matching, but her actions are matching. She's still writing it down. When she goes to close her eyes and looks at it, it looks the same way of how she wrote it on her paper, of what I see what's in her heart. And I think those are the things that bring us back to remembering to be a woman of our word, a man of our word, and if our actions are matching that. You know, oh, I want to travel, but you really never do anything to – you know, you don't ever call and inquire how much something is going to be or begin to put that $20 up to get that airline ticket or go, you know, a city 2 hours away. You know, so you can say it all the time. But if you never start to do anything, then, yeah, it's going to be really hard to attain. And probably more than likely you never will accomplish that goal because you're not doing any
right.
action towards it.
Right. No, you're right. You're very right about that. So action is important, right? And it's hard to take action when you feel bleak. It is. And I get that. Man, do I get that. We were talking about this the other day about with somebody else I was actually talking to, but when you feel like the chips are down, right? You're like, oh, I got to go do this again. How do you do that? How do you pick yourself up? How do you honor your word when you feel like crap? Right? Sorry.
Yeah, and we've talked about that too. You know, it's my little key catchphrase. Sometimes you just got to get up and take that shower and, yeah, get out and tackle the day. And it might take you a day or two, and I get it. And sometimes I get frustrated, but I'm just as guilty as if I don't keep myself busy sometimes and if I'm going through a little funk in my world, it's not going to be good. I want to lay in bed or hibernate and just, you know what, I'm going to be a couch potato today. It's really easy to fall back into that. And I'm not saying it's not okay not to do that. It's just making sure you don't do
right.
it too long. You know, it's
right.
okay to
you
let your body go.
Yeah, you don't want to live there. You want to visit. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. It's sort of, you know, the analogy of our train rolling, it's like just stop at the depot, get a drink, and get back on the train. Don't hang out at the depot that
yeah.
there's nothing there. It's a small town and there's nothing, you know, 5 mile walk to get anywhere. You don't want to hang out at that depot.
Yeah, right, you don't. You're very right about that, Amy G. That's funny.
I mean, you might want to hang out,
like,
you know, if you're going, yeah, but like Central Park, you know, I mean, Grand Central Station in New York, you can hang out at that depot. You can entertain yourself for days. You know, that wouldn't be a bad depot to
right.
get off on, you know, but there's some in some small little towns where it's just a train track, a bench, and miles of nothing.
Right, right.
And
you're
I
right.
think
you're right about
that happens with us in life when we want to sit down or just lay down or just stay in the house and hibernate. It's sort of kind of like that's what we do. It's like we just get off that depot and we can't see anything for miles, you know. There's also the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks, and if you recall that one
yeah.
scene where he comes to the four-way stop, and each road is just, he looks in every direction, and he has to actually make a choice of what direction to go to deliver the package that he held on to, you know? And I sometimes think of that, like, that's us sometimes in life going, okay, I still have my package, like our dreams, or what we want to do or try to accomplish, and yet we're at this four-way stop, and each road is so long, and you're just, it's scary. Do I go straight, right, left? Do I maybe to turn around and just go back up the road I came and go the other way, you know, knowing that you already walked it 5 miles and was nothing. But maybe at that point you took the wrong turn and you really do got to go walk backwards. And sometimes that's okay to, you know what, I'm gonna go back and I'm going to go take that other turn. But that's even scary to do too.
Right. You're right about that. I agree with you. And the one thing that I do know is that, you know, in the morning time, you gotta start the morning off with doing something for yourself, right? And I do personal development. I know you read the Bible. I think that's something that you do and have that downtime. You know, I also think that it's really, really, really important to think of 3 things that you're grateful for and write them down. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like the key thing. I think when people say, I don't know where to start, it starts with a pen and paper, you know?
Just, right. You're big.
What are
you're
three things
that, right?
I want to accomplish? Yeah, I agree 1,000 over, you know, percent.
No, I get it. And I see that. And you think that then that's key for you. Cause, and I write 3 things down that I'm grateful for and also my day, my goals, right, you know. And I'm really clear about them, you know. So and I think the more you write them down, the more they become a part of who you are, right? And so,
yeah.
You know, and honor your word. If you make a promise to yourself, I'm going to write these down every day, honor your word to yourself. It's a lot
right.
easier sometimes to honor it in front of people, right? Or, you know, but it's, you know, when you really have integrity and honor, it's when you do it when you're by yourself. That's
yep.
what I think. Yeah,
yep.
And that's hard to do sometimes. Oh, forget
yep.
about me, right?
No,
but
that's,
you want
that's,
your,
yeah.
your.
No one's looking.
You
no
know,
one's going to see. I'll go ahead and have this cocktail or this cigarette or, you know,
yeah.
or
yeah.
I'll
yeah.
just pop a Xanax and, you know, I'm just going to sleep because I don't feel good or, you know, or it'll calm me down, but it's not really what you need to do. You know, it's just like taking that.
Right.
That road of going, no, it's something that I've overcoming and need to do something different. And, but I get it. It's hard. And like I said, the million-dollar question that it seems so many people are like, I know what I need to do. I know what I want to do. I know what I should do. And people tell me I should do this, but I don't know what to do. And that can be very overwhelming. And as these past couple of weeks, like you talk about, I've had various people, you know, cross my path, and it really does. I'm sitting there going, how do you help someone? And yet, you know, you can't do it for them. And it's like, it starts with a pen and paper. You can't manifest anything unless you're able to articulate it down in whatever language you speak,
right.
even at that, and be able to see it in your mind's eye. And if you can take what's in your heart and write it down and then visualize it, I think those are just like what you're talking about. Those are the 3 steps. And then come back and find what you're thankful for and grateful for, and then come back and find out, you know what, I have the power to do this. I am capable of doing this. I'm grateful that I still have the ability to do this, and I'm healthy enough that I want to accomplish this goal that I have the ability to because I'm healthy. And then what are those goals, and what are the steps to achieving those goals? It can get very overwhelming, but it starts with writing it down is what I would hope anyone walks away with today is, just get a pen and paper, and as you're sitting in bed or sitting on the couch and you're taking your 1 or 2 day and have your pity party or have your mio party, but maybe write 1 sentence and begin there and give your body time to rest and heal and open up your heart. And if you have to take another day, take another day, but then eventually have an action plan of, this is it. I'm going to get up. I'm going to take a shower. I'm going to open up the curtains. I'm going to open the front door. I'm going to go walk, or I'm going to call a friend to go meet, or I'm going to get back at it, whatever it is.
Yeah, you're right. That is a good point. And, you know, Grant Cardone, he is a personal development speaker. He's a real estate mogul. He is extraordinarily wealthy. And he started out being addicted to drugs, right? He said, I turned my addiction, that part of me that is addicted, I got addicted to life. I was like, wow, you know, and the 10X rule. But, you know, he is a real big one. He goes, I was writing down that I was going to buy this property and this property. I didn't even know how I was going to do it. But he wrote it down, and now he's one of the most wealthy men in the real estate men in the U.S., I think, if I'm not mistaken about that. But he wrote it down every day. To this day, he writes it down. And then he crosses off his goals when he gets them. Isn't that cool? And then, you know, because, yeah, I mean, and I've been writing down my stuff, too, as well. And Rob and I were out the other day, and I said, oh, I got to get a composition book. And I go, and he goes, yeah, I see all these composition books everywhere. Where are they? And I said, well, don't be looking at them. He goes, I can't even read your handwriting. It doesn't matter, I can't. But we were laughing about it. But I write down my goals, and I appreciate that, of being able to write them down and watch them happen. You know what I mean? So, and that's cool. So, thank you. That's a great point to make, you know what I mean, writing down your goals and watching them happen and not watching them, but making them happen, creating them to happen, you know? So, I do it too. So thank you for that again. Anyway.
It's a reminder for me to, like I said, it's like when I find myself going, okay, I can't go there. Hey, what do you got going on? It's, you know, I have to like put myself, like I have to have like a boss over me going, hey, what are you supposed to be doing? You know, I'm like, oh, hey,
right.
Wait, I need a, oh yeah, here I am. I'm right here.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you're figuring it out yourself and you're doing it. And let me ask you this as well. Do you feel like when you're starting a business, did you have a business plan with your horse business, or do you have some sort of business plan or some sort of, you know, I call it goals, call it a plan. What do you have in place, or if that's okay to ask, to make sure you stay on track, you know, with everything that you're looking to create?
Anytime I take on a job or anything, I try to assess, like even speaking with the owner of what is it that you're asking of me, and then I have to figure out a plan of how to accomplish the various tasks. If it's, you know, what is the main goal, there's normally like, you know, I need to get all this data entered, you know, and then once you have the data entered, I need to get this organized in different categories, you know. So once I sit down, and again, it's just writing all the objectives down of what it is that we want to accomplish. And then I look at all the objectives, and for time management purposes, I try to intertwine at the same time that I'm inputting information. I could categorize it. I can, you know, so I'll go back and do that. And that is like a plan. And I think it's the same thing of what we do in our life. You have to write down all your objectives, and you have to figure out what are all the steps to do it. And at the same time, while you're doing one, can you accomplish the other simultaneously and use your time? Not so much always multitasking, it's just achieving things at the same time, so you don't go back and backtrack and waste time either, where you're like I said, when you're doing data entry, you can also code it appropriately to go into a proper category. You don't just have to just enter it and put miscellaneous, 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 and then you got to go back and code it. Well, you can enter it and code it at the same time, or and note it. You know, you can always put things in the memo. This is what it's for. So there's three things you can do. You know, some people be like, I'm just going to enter all the information, then I'll go back and code all the information, then I'll go back and say what it's for or why, you know, when you could do it all in one transaction. So I think it's the same thing in life sometimes.
No, I get it. And I appreciate what you're saying about what you're doing and everything like that, because, you know, it takes consistency, it takes discipline, and writing it down makes you, creates it all. One of the other things that I do to honor my word with myself, okay, because sometimes that's where we fall short, okay? Like, we'll do it for everybody else but ourselves. And so, you know, I was, like, looking at my schedule today. I go, man, I work out 6 days a week and run and work out. And I go, okay. I've got a busy day today, a full day. And I go, so I'm going to have to work out right now, because I was actually going to put it off until later on in the evening, but I'm super busy, so maybe I have to skip today. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to honor myself, you know, so here I am. I love doing this show, because I can sit in my desk chair. I can sit in my bedroom and put my shoes on while I'm talking, but, you know, I'm going to the gym now, Orange Theory. And going to work out, you know what I mean? So, but honoring yourself, honoring your word, putting that in a schedule, because I write it down. It's also great for tax purposes, right? So you can say, oh, I had an appointment with XYZ today, the next, you know what I mean? So,
and you've got that documented, right? So.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. I mean, it's key important. Yeah. So, I mean, I know that we'll probably be wrapping up here shortly, and that's just, you know, really thanking everyone for their time and really hoping that, like I said, today's takeaway is really, you know, put your stuff on a, you know, write your stuff down. And if you do have a list, take a minute, pause, and go back and check your own checklist and make sure that in the midst of helping others or doing your job or taking care of your family, that you don't forget about your own checklist and, you know, miss what today that you're supposed to accomplish about your task and your dreams and goals. Every day, I think that's what I'm learning is every day I might not see the leaf yet on the seed that I planted or the little sprout coming out, but boy, howdy, trying to hold on to that hope and faith is challenging. I get it. But I still try to picture my little seed as planting roots and it's, you know, underneath the soil still.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's growing. I'm not going to believe that it's dead and it's not growing because I know that can happen too. But some things
you
just got to really hold on to.
Yeah, you can. And that's what I agree with you too. And don't forget to really do personal development. You know, YouTube has got so many free stuff on there with some great speakers. And, you know, Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, you know, people that have been through some challenging life crisis and they came through it. And I always remember this. After every winter, there's a spring. And after every spring, there's a winter. And our life is like that. We are always going to have that. And how we handle it. It's not about avoiding it, but it's like having the courage to handle it and make us stronger. That's what I feel. Don't you? And, yeah. So,
agree,
anyway, 100%. We're almost out of time. Yeah. Well, we're almost out of time. So, why don't you do what you do to close the show, and I'll do what I do to close it, too. So, what's your thing that you say? I love it.
Don't give, yeah. Get up, take a shower, keep your train rolling on the track.
That's exactly right. And don't forget to eat your vegetables. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, right? Everybody. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.